In December 2015, PETA argued that the case presents an issue of first impression, meaning that a question about the interpretation of a law was being asked for the first time. Does the Copyright Act permit plaintiffs' ownership of the works or give him standing to assert claims under that statute? But in January, U.S. District Judge William Orrick ruled in favor of the defense to dismiss the case, while Congress and the President can extend protection of law to animals. There is no indication that they did so in the Copyright Act. In other words, Naruto can't own the copyright to the photos he took. We believe Congress has been clear in the Copyright Act, says Kerr. The Act speaks in broad terms to allow courts to fill in case-specific decisions like this one. PETA has the option to appeal.